This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Colorado bill would allow state court lawsuits against federal immigration agents. Senate Bill 2605 would strip qualified immunity from ICE agents operating in Colorado, creating a state court cause of action for constitutional violations during immigration enforcement. A bill advancing through the Colorado legislature would allow anyone injured during federal immigration enforcement to sue agents in state court, stripping them of qualified immunity protections that have long shielded government officials from civil liability. Senate Bill 2605, sponsored by Senator Mike Ikey, Democrat of Ikaki, and Senator Julie Dee, Democrat of Denver, cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee on a 5-2 party-line vote on February 2nd and now awaits action by the Senate Appropriations Committee. Approximately 60 people signed up to testify during a hearing that lasted more than 3 hours, according to KOAA. The bill creates a new cause of action for violations of federal constitutional rights occurring during civil immigration enforcement, including improper search and seizure, excessive force, due process violations, and wrongful death. It strips defendants of qualified immunity, sovereign immunity, and supremacy clause immunity to the maximum extent permissible under the United States Constitution, according to the bill text. Senator told the Senate Judiciary Committee, "The Constitution protects us all, and that, my friends, is the genesis of this bill." Turning to the broader legislative context, Senate Bill 2605 was introduced on the opening day of the 2026 session and is the centerpiece of a broader multi-bill Democratic legislative package announced in early February. The package also includes bills expanding restrictions on data sharing with federal immigration authorities and limiting ICE enforcement near sensitive locations, according to the Colorado Sun. Democrats separately passed Senate Joint Resolution 2606, a joint resolution expressing the legislature's commitment to Coloradans navigating the immigration system and ensuring transparency in federal enforcement. The Senate voted 20-12 on February 2nd, and the House voted 40-20 on February 3rd, with the resolution adopted February 4th. A separate bill in the package would restrict enforcement near courthouses, schools, healthcare facilities, and religious establishments, according to the Colorado Sun. The legislative push follows a 318% increase in ICE arrests in Colorado. Federal agents arrested at least 3,522 people from January 20th to October 15th, 2025, up from 843 during the same period in 2024, according to the Colorado Sun. The proportion of those arrested with prior criminal convictions dropped from 61% to 37% over the same period. Two 37-year-olds, Alex and Asi, both with Colorado ties, were killed in Minneapolis in January 2026 amid the federal immigration crackdown, sparking national protests and accelerating state legislative responses, according to the Colorado Sun. Turning to the supporters and their arguments, proponents argue that existing legal remedies for constitutional violations by federal officers have effectively disappeared. Senior Legislative Counsel at the Institute for Justice, an organization that describes itself as the National Law Firm for Liberty, testified that no meaningful legal remedy exists in state or federal courts when a person's constitutional rights are violated by federal officials, according to Town Hall. That legal gap widened in 2022 when the United States Supreme Court ruled in V that Border Patrol agents are exempt from liability. The primary federal mechanism for suing federal officers who violate constitutional rights, Senator told CBS Colorado, "There is no more American idea than equality under the law. Colorado has precedent for eliminating qualified immunity." In 2020, the legislature passed Senate Bill 20-217, making Colorado the first state to legislatively strip qualified immunity protections from state and local law enforcement officers. Turning to the opponents and their concerns, Republicans on the committee voted against the bill, with Senator John calling it a political statement and arguing that adequate legal remedies already exist, according to CBS Colorado. Senator Linda warned the bill would create a chilling effect on law enforcement, according to KOAA. A county opposition analysis raised concerns about the bill's one-way attorney fee structure, which requires courts to award fees to prevailing plaintiffs under a broad catalyst standard, while defendants can recover fees only if a claim is ruled frivolous. The analysis also flagged the bill's broad scope, which targets another person who participated in enforcement whether or not under color of law, according to the county analysis. The Colorado Springs Gazette editorial board characterized the bill as part of a pattern of defiance, writing that Colorado's political leaders have shown no respect for United States borders. The fiscal note estimates the legislation would cost $125,000 initially for anticipated federal legal challenges and $3.3 million annually for approximately 13 cases per year against state employees participating in federal immigration enforcement, starting in fiscal year 2026 to 2027, according to Colorado Politics. Turning to the national picture and the legal hurdles ahead, Colorado is not alone. Illinois became the first state to enact a similar law in December 2025, following an ICE enforcement surge in Chicago. The Trump administration sued to block the Illinois law on December 29th, arguing it violates the and chills the enforcement of federal law, according to Capital News Illinois. California's Senate passed its own version, Senate Bill 747, known as the No Kings Act, on a 30-10 vote. Maryland, New York, Rhode Island, and Virginia are considering comparable measures. Colorado's bill is reported to go further than Illinois' law by broadening who can be sued, explicitly stripping multiple forms of immunity, and including the one-way attorney fee provision, according to multiple analyses. Wyoming officials have rejected Colorado's approach. State Senator John Sean, a Republican of Rock Springs, called the bill insane, telling Cowboy State Daily, "You don't go after the people who enforce the law." County Sheriff Brian called it a feel-good law, according to the same report. The bill's path forward remains uncertain. Even if enacted, enforcement may prove difficult given federal sovereign immunity doctrines and the potential for federal officers to remove cases to federal court. The bill's to the maximum extent permissible. Language acknowledges those constitutional limits while attempting to push them. And now, Kim's perspective. This bill raises a constitutional question that matters regardless of where you stand on immigration. Can one state unilaterally change the rules for federal agents enforcing federal law? Colorado already stripped qualified immunity from its own officers in 2020. Now it wants to extend that to federal officers, while neighboring states like Wyoming are going in the opposite direction. The question is not whether immigration enforcement should be humane, it should. The question is whether 50 different states imposing 50 different liability frameworks on the same federal agents creates a system anyone can actually follow. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.